This is Brian B2 Bird, and we have on the line in the studio a special opportunity to talk to Mac Arnold, legendary blues musician, collard farmer, and also music educator, who's going to be performing this weekend at the Blues Cheese Festival at the Center for Arts and Inspiration. Get your tickets right now at thecenterai.com. But before we talk about the event coming up, I want to hear more about your farming and about the festival and about the nonprofit.
Sure. Okay. Well, the farm, I've been running this farm for about 13 years now. And we plant the collard in the month of August. And we started harvesting around Thanksgiving area. And they last all the way around to February. We do the festival, like I said, here in Fountain Inn, and just about 6 miles from me here. But we do the festival to support the I Can Do Anything Foundation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And it's for the preservation of music and arts in public schools. We go out and do blues in the schools whenever we can. The way we do this is, I go out to the school and get permission to do a 45-minute presentation. And the 45-minute presentation with me playing my bass, and I have a gasoline can guitar that my brother started his legacy back in 1946 with the gasoline can. And I built another one 16 years ago and started playing it. But the gasoline can is one of the things that we have really concentrated on outside of the foundation. Now, the foundation, when we go to the schools to do the booth in the schools, I do the 45-minute presentation, and I play my track, I sing the track, and I play whichever instrument is on the top side of that particular song. Once we do the 45-minute presentation, I get with the kids and talk to the kids, and they questions and answers, and we try to get everybody involved with what's really going on. It's a lot of fun when we do this. And once the 45 minutes is over, we try to set up a concert with the school. And when we do the concert with the school, we invite friends and family to the school, and we charge maybe $5 admission, and the net profit will go to the school. And our highest donation to the school so far is $1,450 back to the school. So we do this every chance we get in every school that we can in the area. We have done stuff in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, and Florida. So far, things have been very, very good.
Again, folks, we are talking to Mac Arnold, legendary blues guitarist, bassist, musician, but also a collard farmer in South Carolina, who is taking the blues and education into the schools to help support music and the arts in our schools. And Mac, if you would, give us the name of that organization one more time.
I Can Do Anything Foundation. If anyone want to log on, it's IcanDoAnythingFoundation.org.
And if you don't happen to be lucky enough to be a school child experiencing this program in the schools, you can see Mac Arnold and Plateful of Blues at the Blues Cheese Festival this Saturday, October 9th, from 3 to 7 at the Center for Arts and Inspiration on Main Street in Hendersonville. Tickets are available right now at thecenterai.com. But Mac, you've got some other events coming up. Tell us a little bit about the Collard Festival.
Well, the Collard Festival will start up in April 2020. The date in Fountain Inn is 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th of April 2020. And we start up in the afternoons at about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we run to 10 in the p.m. We'll have multiple musicians, and my group will play play every day, all 3 days. My group is entitled Mac Arnold and Plate Full of Blues. We are a local here in Greenville, South Carolina. We play all over the United States and Europe. We've been playing now. This group has been together, same group, for 16 years. We're working in our 17th year right now.
And this Saturday, you'll be dishing up a plate full of blues with the legendary Mac Arnold and featuring some mighty fine wine and cheese at the Center for Arts and Inspiration in Hendersonville. But you're also a collard farmer. Tell me a little bit about your farm.
Yeah, every year I plant quite a few collards. We in the festivals that we have the collard greens, I supply the collard greens. And thank God, this it's something that really excited in the brew right now. We're trying to get a grant from South Carolina State to grow collards and supply our local schools. We want to start serving collards in the school districts, and the school district of Greenville, and basically over the state of South Carolina. You know, as you know, collard greens is the state green vegetable. So we're going to try to get the collard greens into the schools and serve them as a part of the school lunch. We're going to have a nutritionist lunch program if this all works out between us and South Carolina State.
So speaking of sharing your talents with the community, you've already been bringing the blues into the schools to educate children and support music and arts in the schools for years. Now you're looking to bring the collards into the classroom.
That is correct. And we also have a program through the I Can Do Anything Foundation. We donate instruments as well. If anyone have any instruments that they would like to donate to the foundation, we will repair the instrument if it doesn't work, and we will in turn donate it to a student that doesn't have the means of paying for or purchasing an instrument. I have quite a few instruments that just left over. I would love to get them out of my house. My office is already full, so I'll bring a bunch of them to my house. So I want to get them out of my house. So if anyone would like to me to come to their school and do a presentation and maybe set up a concert and donate some instruments to some students to get them playing instruments, I would love that the best.
And the best way for them to learn more and to contact you would be through the foundation?
Through the foundation, or they can just log on to macarnold.com, and they can contact me through Facebook, you can contact me through Twitter, any of the avenues through the internet, they can contact me.
And we will take this information and also add it to WTZQ.com. So if you want to learn more about the I Can Do Anything Foundation, their work in the schools with both blues, music education, and collard greens, or if you want to learn more about how you can participate with Mac Arnold in donating musical instruments for the cause, visit MacArnold.com. But this weekend, you have an opportunity to see him performing at the Blues Cheese Festival at the Center for Arts and Inspiration.
Come on out. I'm the average person. If you want to talk to me, I'll talk to you at any time. I'm not above anyone on this earth.
Well, Mac, I've certainly enjoyed talking to you this morning. I appreciate your time, not only in this conversation, but in the work that you're doing in our community and in our schools.
I appreciate you all as well with your radio station, and it's a great way to get the word out to people.
We've been talking to Mac Arnold and A Plate Full of Blues. You get to see them this Saturday. Learn more at macarnold.com or thecenterai.com.